Ladies and gentlemen, the party has just begun.
Hey, so Dominic, you see anything interesting tonight?
Yeah, I saw OSP fall. That was interesting.
Let's talk about your performance. I mean, obviously it ended up being a very impressive victory. I want to ask how you felt about it. I mean, it was a quick start, and then you kind of had to settle in a little bit, which I thought was smart, but people expect the big finish out of you. So give me an idea how you felt about your performance overall.
Overall, I felt it was a great performance by myself. I went out there, started quickly, almost got the finish, but I'm not going to rush it, man. He's a very dangerous guy. He's very tough. I've seen him come back from that before, so I didn't want to rush into it and do something stupid. I settled in, and then in the third, I caught him and dropped him at, 5 seconds left on the clock, but they called it a decision, so I'm happy either way.
You're a young guy on the rise, and people are going to be, breaking down this performance to see. Talk about as the pace kind of slowed a little bit as time wore on. I mean, was there any cardio issues? Were you tiring at all, or was that a conscious decision to kind of make sure you had left in the tank? Give us an idea what we should read into that.
So, I mean, I did slow the pace down a bit. I've never been past the first round in the UFC. That was an experience for me, and it was against a veteran. He was pushing the pace there a bit. But I had to slow it down. I'm 205 pounds. If you keep that crazy pace that I had in the first round, it's almost inevitable. I mean, I work really hard so that I can push space the entire time, but when that adrenaline's going and you're actually there, you gotta pace yourself a bit.
Yeah. Talk us through what you saw at the finish. I mean, you dropped him and you immediately turned around and walked away. What was it that you thought, hey, I've got the walk-off finish here? Was it his body language, his eyes? What was it that you saw that you said, I don't even need to follow up?
So the connection was home run connection. And he fell over his own leg. He fell backwards. He had no control over his body. And then he just went completely limp. And when someone goes completely limp, that's a knockout. So,
any regrets in not going and making sure the job was done?
No regrets, man. I'm happy with my performance.
And last thing for me, Dom. We talked beforehand. Said, you beat a guy like that. There's not a lot of names ahead of him. What comes next for you? What do you eyeballing now?
I mean, I think a fight with Jan would be a great matchup for myself. It would be an exciting fight for the fans. We're both technical fighters. I feel like he would be the next logical step in my career. I think Jan would be a great fight for me.
Right here, Dominic. Congrats on the win. Were you expecting to have that type of performance? Did you maybe think Ovince would bring a little more resistance to what you were doing in there?
I felt he did everything he could. It just wasn't enough. I performed just as I thought I would. I knew I would be faster. I knew I'd be sharper. I knew I'd be cleaner. And that's exactly how it went down today.
How do you think people are going to look at you after a performance like this? We're all talking about how, maybe you're a contender. Do you feel like generally everyone is going to look at you that way now?
Yeah, I mean, with that kind of performance, it's hard not to say that I'm an upcoming star in this division. I was fluid. I picked my shots. I was diverse with my attacks. And I was elusive. I mean, what more can you really ask for?
Did you get an official explanation why it was ruled a decision over a knockout?
I did not. I would like one, but I did not.
You gonna try to find that out? Do you think they'll let you know?
I would like to try to find that out, of course, yes.
And is the fight with Jan interesting? I mean, you two are both right now on the longest winning streaks right now, 4 fights each, which, that's the leading in for this division. So you think that's the reason the fight makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, my last fight, I called out a guy that was 9-0. I was 9-0 at the time. So I guess it makes sense to call out a guy that's 4-0 on a four-fight winning streak. I'm on a four-fight winning streak, so let's do it.
When would your ideal date be for a fight like that? Are you looking for a little bit of time off now, or do you think you could be ready to go pretty soon here again?
I'm not too sure about that. It might have to be next year, but we'll see. We'll see how I feel after this.
Hey, Dom, right over here. We know that you trained at Team Quest for this fight. Do you feel like that paid dividends in the fight with OSP, just getting to work with some bigger bodies for this camp?
I mean, everybody I work with always helps me tremendously. If I could get a new look, and I'm going to add it to my bank of different looks I've seen, and I could work with that. So, yeah, I think working with Team Quest, working with Team Elevation, working with Cobra Kai, it's all been very beneficial towards my growth.
And do you feel like this is the type of performance that has sort of put the division on notice that, hey, you're not just some guy beating, you know, up-and-comers. You just took out a guy in the OSP who's fought a lot of really good competition.
Oh, absolutely. I'm no longer a guy that there's a lot of questions about. You know what you're going to get. I'm going to come out and fight you, and I'm not going to let you off the hook. I'm the next guy, man.
How are you going to celebrate tonight?
I'm going to go over to Chateau and party with my family and friends and have a good night.
Over here, Dom. Congratulations on the win. My question is, how did you feel going in there and, like, after feeling him out and him being very dangerous and you guys grappling? How did you feel after that? Like, did he feel stronger than you, or did you feel like you could overpower him easily?
Yeah, he felt strong, but he didn't feel like, oh my God, this guy's so strong. It was just like, he's strong. Like, but I was much faster and my technique was better, and I knew it. After a few exchanges, I was like, I got this guy. Like, just got to be careful. You know, don't get lazy. Keep your hands up. You know, he was exploding with those hooks. He was trying to knock me out every punch he threw. And I was very aware of that. So it kept me on that line of, you better keep your shit together. Otherwise, you're not going to be your night.
And after this performance, you feel like this has showcased that you are a true contender in light heavyweight division?
I do. He was number 7. I took him out. I beat him everywhere. And I feel like I knocked him out in the end. So, he's number 7. I was number 12. I think this puts me in the top 10. And when you're in the top 10, you could be a contender. You're a contender now. So, yes.
Thank you so much. Congrats.
Thank you.
Dallas Hall, MMA Fight Radio. When I saw this come up on this card, the biggest card of the year, it almost seemed as if it was like a showcase for you. Showcase for you to come out and prove yourself against a guy who's fought against the likes of John Jones, people like that. Having said that, how do you feel that you showcased your skills in this fight to all of us and to the public?
I feel I showed my diversity, you know, and my takedown defenses and my ability to grapple, you know. I showed that I don't just have a left hand, which, by the way, was a better left hand than Connor tonight. So I want to just put that out there. Anyway, yeah, I'm diverse. You know, I could analyze on the fly. I was picking my shots, being smooth and fluid, in and out. I look like a lightweight out there, and I'm fighting a light heavyweight. I think that's my gift.
I just wanted to ask a question. Obviously, the main event, it ended in, I don't know how much you saw after, but how important is just ring secure, octagon security? I mean, there was not an ability to contain. The fight's over. A couple guys jumped in the octagon, attack fighters. As a fighter, do you ever worry about that, and how important is that?
Yeah, that's now a concern of mine. You know, I'm a professional. I'm a sportsman. I'm not here. It's not a brawl. Like, what is, come on. This is the biggest stage in sport. We need to have security to prevent these things. I mean, there was a ton of security. But then again, you got guys just doing things completely out of character. I mean, you don't expect those kinds of things to happen. I mean, it's really hard to prepare for that, even if you have a ton of security around. That's like one of those, you blink, and now it's all hell broke loose. So I'm not going to blame it on security. I'm going to blame it on the guys that were involved in it.
Do you think that was a negative for the sport? Obviously, you want to be seen as, and this is legitimate, I'm not saying not, but there's still people who see it as kind of this on-the-edge sport. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't really know how I feel about it. I just know it's more of a blemish on the guys involved than the sport as a whole. Because in the sport as a whole, you had performances like mine tonight, you know, shining stars. Things, a lot of great stuff happened tonight. Even though that happened, I mean, that's on the guys that did it, not on the organization itself. That's it. Thank you, guys.
Tony, congratulations on your victory this evening. We saw the emotion that you had after the fight. Can you just talk about what this victory, what this moment means to you after all that you went through?
I had such a crazy mixed emotion, I couldn't even tell. It wasn't even crying, it wasn't even laughing, it was like all of the above. I don't want to bore you guys with my speeches or anything today. I left it all in the cage. I really did. It's been a long, long year for me. You guys have no idea the stuff that I went through. I think you guys have seen a little bit, but tonight I went in there and I did it lyrically. So you guys saw me in there fighting my heart out.
I know you were confident in your healing and the surgery and everything, but when he comes out and just kicks your leg right off the start of the fight, was there even a moment of hesitation or a second where you paused or anything along those lines?
No, I smiled. And as soon as I smiled, he smiled back. I think that was the one, the pinnacle of the moment where we decided that we were going to have fun in there and we were just going to let it all go. He had no answers for my inside leg kicks. He was blocking a lot of my punches and he was bunched up. This camp, we utilized baseball. Baseball was one of the things, and my camp that I had was the Sandlot. So we were throwing fast pitches at him, and he was blocking, so I had to throw a couple change-ups, and I was missing a little bit, so I had to throw some curveballs at him. I had to get him to start swinging a little bit to open himself up, and once I did, his conditioning was checked. I made him quit.
You definitely got hurt for a second. Can you tell us kind of what you remember about that and what was going through your mind as you battled back?
I wouldn't call it hurt. Check this out. I don't spar. I haven't sparred in probably about 4 or 5 years. Yeah. Check that out. Okay. I have a good group of people that I rely on that we really do that coach me and they drill me, and I have to rely on my own methodology of just my training from previous sports. When I do that, you don't want to take too many hits to the head or to the body anymore in sparring. You don't need to do that, especially at this high level where I'm at. I'm the fucking champ. You guys realize that, right? I've been the champ. I am the champ. You have these two knuckleheads over there making this sport look bad. So when I had that media scrum over there and I yelled at all you guys, don't be feeding that bullshit. Straight up, I am the champ. I don't have a belt up here. I don't need to have a belt up here to be the champ. So if you guys want to feed that, go ahead. Put that in your pocket and take it with you. But what I'm doing here is cleaning up the sport. This is an Olympic level type of sport, and it needs to be cleaned up. I've been training like an Olympian. I've tucked so many different things out of my life that I didn't need anymore, and I just felt lifted. So awesome. Such a great feeling.
Well, and you mentioned the main event. It seemed like you would be in line for the winner. I mean, that would be the fight that makes sense. After what you just saw, help us understand what should come next. I mean, there's people saying Khabib should be stripped for his actions. There's other people saying, you know, put a rematch together because it'll sell millions on pay-per-view. Give us an idea of what you saw, what you thought of it, and what it should mean for you.
Khabib and I deserve to fight. We need to fight for the fifth time. We need to try this out again. He is the champ. I was the intern champ. I'm still the fucking champ. There's no BS in this. Conor does not want to fight me. I saw him when we were walking out to the weigh-ins. He walked up. He did his strut. I turned around, and he fucking stopped. He looked like a deer in headlights. Nobody wants to be trapped inside that cage with me. They don't want to get cut by my elbows. They don't want to get hit by any of my kicks, and they don't want their conditioning checked by me. I'm a different animal than these guys. They want to be animals inside there? I'm the dog catcher, guys. All right? I got a noose for them.
Tony, right here. Anthony Pettis' corner, they stopped the fight. Did you know that he had broken his hand? I think he said he had shattered his hand. First off, could you tell that something was going on with his hand? And second, what do you think about corners? I mean, we've been saying this for a while that we need to see more corners stopping fights where they think their fighter can't go. What's your thoughts on his corner stopping that?
Anthony Pettis is not a quitter. He battled probably the best fighter that I could probably be in this fight. This was a world championship level fight right here that I had. Doesn't matter who was going to be put in front of me. Their will was going to be tested. They were going to taste blood. I actually had blood in my eyes, and we stopped. I was getting excited because I was battling a little bit of adversity. You said, you got rocked. Yes, I got freaking rocked. It was amazing. You guys have no idea how well I battle under attrition. I do so well under chaos, it's not even funny. There's nobody in this division that's ready for me. You guys want to talk about money fights? You want to talk about this and that? I have the belt inside my room. I'll match my belt up with Conor's or with Khabib's any day. I'm all in. I'll bump up to 170 when I'm done here, and I'll clean up that division too.
So Tuesday, obviously, at the PI, that was an interesting interview. Wednesday, you started having fun at the open weigh-ins, or media day, and then an open weigh-ins. Was today fun? Did you enjoy being back in the cage after
yes.
surgery?
Yes. Yes, I'm smiling, guys. I don't have to talk bullshit. I had a lot of fun in there. I was really nervous going into the match. You guys have no idea how nervous I was. I was trying to find my groove, trying to listen to my music, but it was so hard. It's been a year since I've been competing inside this octagon. I wanted to go in there and I wanted to demonstrate everything that I've been working for. And how embarrassing would it have been if I lost and then all those videos that I've been doing, right? I mean, it would have came back at me. So I had to make sure that I went in there and I put this dude away in color, in fashion. So that way it would set me up for the next fight, which is the title fight. I am the champ. Dana White, you need to pay me. I don't know if I got a bonus. Did I get a bonus, guys?
I haven't heard yet.
I haven't heard anything, right? Everything's been so busy. It's been so chaotic. But Pettis and I deserve fight of the night. And I deserve another bonus because of that. You guys understand, I train my ass off. And I have a bunch of fighters looking at me to set this sport clean. And I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm not going to worry about anybody else doing what they're doing because they're going to have to go home at night and they're going to have to decide whether or not they were doing the right thing. Not me.
Tony, you earlier in the week said that you don't actually enjoy fighting and your victory dance is a bag of M&Ms and a can of Coke. After an epic war, yes, mate, yeah, get in. After such an epic war against Pettis, arguably fight of the night, is the can of Coke and the M&Ms going to cut it?
Pizza. It's, you guys are like, nah, you guys are like boring out here. But it's funny because this is the smaller things to me that make the biggest difference because that keeps me humble. You guys don't want me to have a big head like Connor. Trust me, you guys won't fucking like me. We'll be putting numbers on that pay-per-view stuff if you guys really want me to cut some promos. Trust me, it's cool. I clean up nice. You know, I don't need these lines in my hair. I don't need all that stuff. But I have good management. I have my family. Even before that, I got fake family friends. And that's strong. You got to try to take this smile from me. You got to beat me inside that octagon. And I don't see not one of these fighters in the UFC doing that. I'm setting myself up for life, for my 401k and everything else with my professional team. I'm taking Snap into a global. You guys have no idea. Me and my Sharks, we're going big with this stuff. Health and wellness, man. It's awesome. I did my thing in 4 months. A lot of these PT guys, I'm going back from my PT, you guys. You guys know what that is, right? It's a doctorate. That way you motherfuckers have to listen to me now. You get it?
Dr. Ferguson. In the front just a quick...
Sounds good.
Tony, you know, just to play the devil's advocate, you said you want to clean up the sport and you didn't like that, but there weren't too many people that seemed like they were outraged by what happened at the end of the fight tonight, and obviously it's going to be dominating the news for the next several days. How is this bad if people liked it and it's going to make the fighters money?
It's entertainment. It's what you do with it. I'm not going to get mad at it anymore. I mean, you heard a bunch of people just, I mean, if there's nobody getting too hurt in it, and this is Vegas. We're Vegas stronger. Right? I fight here. My first time here was when I had a trial for the Ultimate Fighter. People were trying to pull me. Hey, let's go to Vegas. Let's go have fun. I'm like, you guys don't understand. It's like, I don't like Vegas. Why? Because I want to go and I want to fight there. When this stuff happens in different sports, it puts a bad taste in it. But we're trying to clean it up. And we're trying to clean up as much as possible. But that's not for me anymore. I don't have to get all crazy on it. I have fun. If there's another fighter in front of me, which I hope is Khabib or Connor. I even call him Connor. I'll give him that respect anymore. I don't have to call him Tiramisu McNuggets because I have all the sauce. And I'm very sweet.
And just to follow up, just one last question. How do you think you'd match up with Khabib when you saw what he saw he did against Conor tonight?
It was funny. I actually saw Conor in the back at the weigh-ins. And he was strutting up, doing his thing. I can't even do that shit. That's kind of cool. I throw elbows like a Mexican here. But he was strutting up, and I had my music on. And I could see a shadow, and I looked over my shoulder, and he stopped in his tracks. He saw fear. I saw fear, like the biggest fear ever. He forgot for a split second. The same way I saw him over at Mayweather when he was over at the presser. When I saw that, he doesn't want a piece of me. Management will make sure that I don't ever touch that guy because they know exactly I'll make that dude mincemeat. I'll chop that dude up, boom, and feed him to the dogs. You got Khabib. Khabib's a game opponent. He's a real fighter. I don't know about that BS that happened afterwards, but emotions flare inside there. You guys have no idea what we have to prepare for. I recommend any of you guys to pick up a pair of gloves and a pair of hand wraps and go spar somebody. See if that makes you excited a little bit. Because if that does excite you, then you're in the right sport. Okay? What the UFC is going to do with that, that's not on me. I'm going to prepare for the next guy that's in front of me. Straight up.
Hey, Tony, just regarding that next guy, you know, when you won, you sort of look into the camera and you call that Conor McGregor and Khabib. And not to sort of take away from this moment, but given the tough year that you've had, how long do you think you'd like to wait before you get back in the cage and sort of wait?
I'll be ready next week. I'll be ready next week. I'm going to go back to the drawing board. I'm going to throw salt in my whole entire film. I'm going to watch film tonight. I'm going to watch it 100 times with my wife like I always do. I'm going to eat some pizza. I'm going to drink my can of Coke. I'm going to eat my peanut butter M&Ms. I'm going to spend time with my little man because he doesn't know what's going on. You know what I mean? Later on in the future, he's going to see this stuff and he's going to laugh. And I'm going to be like, yeah, Pop, that's me. Because when he sees my picture on the board, he goes over and he's like, Dad. That's who I'm representing, guys. Not you guys, not anybody else. I'm doing it for my little man and for my wife. So if I can make them smile, I'm doing my job right. And I don't have to do anything else.
Being that you are a student of the game, and obviously they are the guys that you may be facing next, was there anything that you learned about Conor and or Khabib sort of after the way the fight played out tonight?
I think a lot of people learned more than I did. We all realize that Conor is human. You get it? I had a bunch of blood in my face tonight, and Conor didn't get to get bloody. Khabib, they're not those kind of fighters. They never battled a guy like me that had blades and shades. You know, I make fun of that. You can't prepare for a guy like me. You can try to take notes and watch all my past film, but it depends on what kind of music I'm listening to that time. I'm going to tell you, I was nervous going in this fight. it's been a whole year since I've actually competed. I mean, if you've been like myself, you're watching from the sidelines, and you're gonna get more pissed. You're gonna get more pissed, and you're gonna want to get back in the game, because if you're hurt, you gotta dust yourself off. I had to dust off a couple people in my camp this time, and they were acting hurt. I was like, no, dude, you're all right. Get up, dust yourself off, get back in the game. Because if you're injured, get the fuck off my mat. I'm here to work. I'm here to work, gentlemen and ladies. Not even in that order. But I'm here to work. I'm here to have fun. I'm here to represent myself well and my family. Not represent the sport. I represent myself well. I'm an athlete. I'm a competitor, first and foremost. I went out there. I outpointed my opponent, and I put him away. Tony Ferguson style. Not talking to myself in the third person, but TF. That's a technical fucking fault.
Just one more from me, Tony. You spoke about how you deserve a bonus for that fight. One of the interesting things that came out earlier in the week is that you're potentially going to be paid $150,000 to show and a $5,000 win bonus. Is that accurate? And if so, why are you getting a $5,000 win bonus?
They offer me a finish bonus. You don't dangle money in front of me, expect to dance. I went in there and I said I want a win bonus, not a finish bonus. They didn't want to give me the other money, so I opted for five. I said, give me something. Why? Because that's much more important to me. Like I said, I could retire tonight, take Snap into a global. My Sharks are making sure that my business is taking off very well. I'm going back to school, guys. I love everything that's going on right now. I'm at peace. My health is great. Yeah, I quit drinking, but I could pick that shit up back again. But I love the way my body's looking. Straight up, and so does my wife. She comes up to me, gives me a hug, and she's like, damn, that's awesome when you see that. You want to be He-Man for those kinds of people. You get what I'm saying?
Tony, right here. First and foremost, congratulations on the win. After the fight was over, it seemed, at least to me, that you are a lot more emotional this time out. Is that a correct observation, and what were you thinking about at the moment?
Absolutely nothing. I was just glad that this chapter in my life started a new one. That was a long chapter, man. It was like 5 months. When you're reading that book, you ever have that problem when you try to read the same page over and over? I don't have that one. I just keep flipping the page. I keep absorbing, keep learning from what my mistakes are. I keep growing. Because if I don't allow myself room for growth, I'm going to start floating up there like everybody else. I'm going to start getting a big head. Like I said, you guys don't want me to get a big head. It's easy. I got ears to match them. And trust me, I learned to laugh at myself a little bit. Maybe I'll go into comedy. Maybe I'll go into entertainment. But I am an entertainer. This is entertainment, right? We enjoy what we're doing. So until I don't enjoy what I'm doing anymore, I'm going to keep doing what I do, and that's cutting people up.
You said you wanted a title shot. That means a fight against Khabib. What if the UFC, after the whole incident, after the fight, decides to, let's put on a rematch, and do you then... want to wait for a title shot?
Rematch? The dude got finished. Dude got straight up finished. No, I'm going to stop you right there. The guy got finished. If you get finished, you need to move the fuck on. I'm here. I just finished Anthony Pettis via verbal tap, right? Verbal tap. Anthony Pettis, and we have to give him credit because that dude's a champ. He was the champ from WC. He's Mr. Kick Off the Cage. You guys got to realize when you're up and coming and you see these guys doing these types of things, it's crazy. You have to up your level. You have to up your game, not only mentally, but physically and emotionally. You got to be testing yourself inside and outside of that octagon. I'm doing these sprints. I'm doing these hill climbs. I'm doing this crazy stuff, right? And I'm putting it out there. Just wait the next week. I'm going to throw out my real videos of my training. You guys will really see what I went through. This was no easy task for myself. You guys have no idea. When you're hurt, how do you feel? You lay down, right? You take a second, you go, you know, you take your vitamins, you do your thing. When I'm hurt, I love it. I love that feeling because it's real. That's the most realest feeling that you could ever have, is being in pain, because everything else, happiness could be fake, crying could be fake, but pain? Shit. That's real. I got kicked in the leg. It hurt a little bit, but I walked it off. When I got kicked in the leg and I smiled, that was real. It did not hurt. It took me 4 months because I've had great trainers. Trainers meaning doctors, okay? Doctors, therapists that have helped me battle back from my arm. Dude, I've had how many surgeries, guys? Who knows the right amount of surgeries I've had? None of y'all. I've had 5 to 6 surgeries. I can't even remember how many surgeries I've had. But that's plenty of time to learn a thing or two about a thing or two, don't you think? And take an opportunity to say, you know what, I'm not going to take your condescending handshake, therapist guy. I'm going to do this shit on my own. You're telling me 6 months to a year? I'm going to do it in 3 months. I did it in less than 5 months, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because I was good health, good rest. I took the Kobe Bryant approach. The more I got towards this fight, sleep less, run more, work out more, feel better, eat good, rest more. Repeat the process over and over, and it showed inside that octagon tonight. Anthony Pettis, very game opponent. We did our homework, and we saw him quit. We made him quit.
Tony, I guess my question was, are you saying a title fight or no fight at all?
What's that?
Are you saying either I get a title fight or no fight at all, or are you willing to take another fight if you don't
Fuck
get
no, give me a title fight. Literally, what do you guys think? Here, show of hands, just please, real quick, because I know you guys didn't do this shit last time I asked you to do something. So this one time, give me this one thing, okay? Show of hands. Do I deserve the title fight? Raise your hand. Yeah, that's cool. That's chill. Everybody's like this. I don't know if I should do it or not, but hey, it's cool. Yeah. Tony sees me. He won't get mad at me. It's cool. Really, I have fun with it. If you want to give me Connor, I'll go toe-to-toe with him. I'll put my foot inside a tire. I would love to go toe-to-toe with him. Mexican warrior versus an Irish warrior? That's pretty proper. I got you. But you want to put me in tiramisu inside that? We'll make that sweet. And I have to tell you, I have to give these guys respect. I don't want to call him McNuggets anymore. I don't want to call him tiramisu because that shit got old. I did that shit on purpose to troll all y'all. And it's been funny, man, because everybody, it clicked now. Now I have Tiramisu Tuesdays. Now I got McNugget Mondays. You know what I mean? It works. It's fun. I did my job. Any other questions? One more. What's up, buddy?
Too much detail into it. Can you explain more what happened with that bout agreement?
The guy didn't want to fight me. Obviously, he wanted to make more money. He wanted to do different things with a colorful fighter. But check this out. I clean up very well. I've been wearing suits inside the octagon since the Ultimate Fighter 13. Even before GSP even touched face wearing these suits. House called me the GQ Killer. You know what that is? That's an awesome nickname. You know what Stitch called me? He's like, you're the best dressed fighter I ever dressed. Wearing three-piece suits in there. Being comfortable doing it. These guys follow my trends and they don't wanna quote me with it, but it's cool. I take notes on them and I'm just like, I love it. Because what I'm doing in this game is amazing, and it's just sad that y'all can't see that shit. I'm done. Thank you guys.
All right, bear with me. This is the first time I'm looking at this stuff. So the gate was 17,200,000. The attendance was 20,034. The fight of the night was Ferguson and Pettis. Ladd and Derek Lewis got the performance bonuses. I don't know if you guys are interested in the 50-50 raffle, but it was $65,630. It's pretty good. So $35,815 went to the winner. Yeah. If you give a shit, that's it.
Well, Dana, as you can imagine, we're all trying to make sense of what happened after the fight. Right now, just in your words, can you tell us what you saw, what did happen, what unfolded after everything?
Yeah, so I saw one of Connor's guys yelling at Habib, and Habib ran and jumped over the octagon and, you know, went after him. Then eventually two of Habib's guys got into the octagon, and one guy hit Connor with some shots and from behind. And then that's it. That's what I've seen. I haven't looked. The Nevada State Athletic Commission pulled the footage from us, and you know, there's an investigation going on. They are withholding Habib's purse. They are not withholding Connor McGregor's. They looked at the footage and felt that there was no need to withhold his purse, so they gave him his, and they're keeping Habib's.
With that in mind, I mean, we didn't see the belt put on Habib tonight. Is he still currently right now the champion, or is that something you're reviewing as well?
Yeah, no, listen, being in there in the middle of this thing when it was going on, I felt that I have to start worrying about the fans and people that are inside the arena, media, the guys that are, you know, that are there watching the fight. And I felt that if we put the belt on him in the middle of the octagon, it was going to rain. And I thought that people would throw whatever they had into the octagon, and I thought it would be a dangerous situation, so I didn't do it. I said, we're going to be lucky just getting him out of here without him getting pelted. So that's what we try to do.
You mentioned the Athletic Commission, but we saw Las Vegas Metro involved as well. I'm sure it's still kind of unfolding right now, but are you aware of any legal implications, any charges that are being filed against Habib,
so
his teammates?
The way that that works is Connor was one of the guys who was attacked and things like that. Connor refused to press charges. So the guys that they did have, they've released. There were three guys from Habib's team arrested. I think they were from Habib's team. I don't know. That were arrested and they were released because Connor didn't want to press charges.
How about for you internally? I mean, it looked like two of the guys that got in there, we believe were on the roster. I mean, Islam Makhachev and Zubair Tukhugov. Would you take sanctions against him or Habib?
Of course. Of course. The guys who jumped in will never fight here. They'll never fight here. I've been working hard for 18 years to build the sport. And many of you, I know there's a lot of media here tonight, and some of you, this is your first event. I can promise you this is not what a mixed martial arts event is normally like. And, when you have such an amazing event that we've worked hard to build over the last several months, and it goes perfect. I mean, literally, it was too eerie. I kept saying, this is too crazy, man. Everybody made weight. Everything's so smooth. Everything's this and that. Took all the right precautions, you know. Those of you that have been to many events, too, you've never seen this many Metro police officers in the building. And, you know, security was unbelievable. We had meetings. I think the last meeting we had with both teams was during the OSP Reyes fight. We did another meeting with them on what's going to happen. And this is the way I was going into the octagon and nobody else until... You know, I felt like we had control, and I would determine who could come in and who couldn't. And everybody signed off, and everybody was cool, but I don't know. Nobody saw Habib diving over the, he scaled that thing like he was a parkour guy. It happened so fast, the police did what they could do and the security. They did a great job of containing it. Because I know, I was at the Tyson Holyfield fight. When that thing was crazy, it just spilled out into the crowd. Then it spilled out into the casino, and it just seemed like it wouldn't stop. And when it started, that's all I had visions of that because I was there. It was fucking scary. And they did a great job of containing it because usually that stuff spreads like a wildfire. So props to them and thanks to them.
Danny, I know you always tell us that you never tell guys what to say or what not to say or how to hype a fight or whatever, but this thing was so emotionally, politically, charged in the build-up to it. After this happened, is there any regret that maybe you allowed it to go on or didn't step in?
This isn't the last time guys are going to say mean things to each other. It's the fight business, It's the fight game. It's how it works. So, listen, people have been saying mean things to each other for 18 years here at the UFC. Nothing like this has ever happened.
Yeah. And last thing for me, Dan, I appreciate you talking about this. A rematch between those two seems both incredibly lucrative and also incredibly scary, with what would happen. So give us an idea kind of where you stand. I mean, should these guys run it back, or is that an awful idea for the UFC?
We have to see what happens with the Nevada State Athletic Commission. I mean, not just the commission. I mean, there's going to be fines. There's going to be... God knows what, Can these guys get visas and get back in the country? You know what I mean? And I mean Habib. We'll see how this thing plays out. And, like I was saying, been doing this for 18 years, and the biggest night ever, and I couldn't be more disappointed. You know me, I'm usually mad at everything, but I'm not even mad. I'm just really disappointed.
Dana, You said that the bus incident was disgusting. The press conference was the darkest press conference ever. Today, you're disappointed. Do you regret using the bus footage, which kind of incensed Connor? I mean, looking back to kind of how it ended up right now, would you do the same again?
I would.
Okay.
It's part of the story.
Yeah. Where's Khabib? Where's Khabib right now?
He's here.
Is Khabib, are we going to be able to talk to him, or do you know?
I think so. Is he? Yeah, he'll be here.
Okay. Did you get a chance to talk to Connor after the whole incident, and kind of what's his mind frame after the fight, and also
he didn't afterwards? Care. He didn't care about the fight. He meaning the fight after. He was more concerned about the fight. The fight.
What did he say? What did he say?
He
about
said,
the
"Listen,
fight?
Man, I'm upset. I don't give a shit about any of that stuff. You know, we don't like each other. Whatever." It happened. He didn't even press charges. You know, he doesn't like Habib and the whole deal, but he didn't even press charges against him and his team. He doesn't care about that. He cares that he lost the fight.
Have you talked to Khabib, right?
Since I have not.
Okay. Thank you.
What did he say to you in the octagon?
Who?
Habib. I saw you talking to him in the octagon.
Yeah. So Habib, I said, he said, put my belt on me. And I said, no, we're not going to put the belt on you because I think that the fans are going to go crazy and they're going to throw stuff in here. He says, I don't care. I'm ready for this. I said, yeah, well, the other 20,000 people that are sitting here and paid for tickets aren't ready for this. You know what I mean? And he said, if I have to be arrested, then I have to be arrested, but I want my belt put on me. And then finally, Cormier and Rockhold did a great job of helping contain, you know, the situation and get him out of there.
Was it a bad thing from the standpoint everybody's talking, nobody was mad, there wasn't any fans who were saying I'll never watch UFC again, they're talking when are these guys going to fight again, so is it a bad thing or is it a good thing?
No, it's definitely not a good thing, you know what I mean? And maybe I'm taking it harder than most people would because this I don't know, it's just not who we are, it's not what we do. You guys know, you've been to a million events, man. Million events. This ain't like a Red Sox Yankees game. It's not like, you know, believe me, I've been to some Red Sox Yankees game that'll scare the shit out of anybody. This is not what we're about. This isn't what we do. This isn't how we act. And you know, it's unfortunate that the night that the most people are watching, this shit show goes on that happened.
Do you feel, Dana, if you had taken action after the bus incident, like, the legal process took place,
no.
But you were adamant you weren't going to do anything. Had you suspended Connor for, you know, X period of time, that you don't think that would have had any deterrent
impact?
Had
nothing to do with that. He wasn't coming back and saying he wants to jump over the fence because we didn't suspend Connor. Jumped over the fence because Connor's guy was talking shit to him.
No, understood. But don't you think that just the fact that set the tone, like it allowed that to happen, if there had been some...
Do you have any idea how much money it cost Connor?
I don't.
The whole thing, that it's fucking millions of dollars.
But the signal, they, like Khabib doesn't know that, or Khabib's team doesn't know that.
And so they know that.
The argument, the point I'm making, not an argument, I'm asking you a question, would be... It's a deterrent effect. If you say, you look in the NFL or wherever, they suspended guys for a period of time, it serves as a deterrent to not other people to not do that same thing. And I guess that's what I'm saying. Had you taken some action on the UFC part, he violated the code of conduct or whatever you want to say he did, would that not have maybe prevented some of the heated stuff that happened this promotion?
I would. Listen, we didn't, so I don't know. But I would say no. If we suspended Connor, I don't think that was going to stop or slow down or hinder the hatred between these two camps. And I'm sure these guys don't give a shit about suspensions and stuff like this. This is so much bigger than that to these guys. This is some street shit that's going on here. This isn't sport. This is completely different. The suspensions and whatever, none of that stuff matters.
Can I ask you a question?
And a suspension might have pissed them off even more because Habib wanted to fight him. Habib wanted to fight him as soon as it was possible. So me going out and suspending Connor definitely doesn't do that for him.
Can you take a question about the actual fight?
Yeah.
Your impressions of Habib's performance tonight, and does a fight with Tony Ferguson make sense given that might have been one of the greatest fights in UFC history?
True. No, the fight was incredible. The fight of the night. Pettis fight was awesome. They both look great. And then I thought the main event was awesome, too, right up until the end. I thought the first round, Connor actually did a good job of... Normally, when Habib gets you down there, he smashes you in that position. Connor did a good job of defending that first round. But then Habib does what he does, and he starts to wear you out. And that's exactly what he did to Connor.
Any update on how the pay-per-view did?
I haven't even looked at... that's what I should be in here bragging about right now is the pay-per-views. But no, I haven't even looked at that. I haven't even talked about it with anybody or...
When will you know?
probably after this, I'll grab somebody and figure out what's...
Anybody that has been interested, would you text them and let them know?
Initially, would I?
Anybody who's interested, would you text them and let them know?
I might.
Question over here, Dana. Obvious, just over here. So is it 100% certain that Khabib will not be stripped of the title after what happened tonight?
No, it's not 100%. Khabib has... The thing is, we're regulated by the Nevada State Athletic Commission or whatever state we're in, right? The Nevada State Athletic Commission is going to go after him, I'm sure, pretty hard. You know, he doesn't have to worry about me right now. He has to worry about Nevada. The governor was here tonight. The governor went running out of the building. That's not good. Governor running out of a building isn't good. He's in trouble.
What do you make of Tony Ferguson? Because obviously he was the interim champion before. Is there a chance that he could become interim champion again while this whole thing's being figured out?
I am completely not thinking about any of that shit. I'm not even thinking about pay-per-views. That's how messed up I am right now. So, yeah, I'm not even thinking about that stuff. Obviously, he put on an incredible performance. He got hurt. He came back, won the fight, and... Ferguson, so happy that he actually stepped up and fought on this card too. You know, that's how you stay active, you stay in front of the fans, especially as many people as that were watching tonight, and everybody loved that fight. It was a really good night for Tony.
And just finally, obviously a big fight looking like it's going to happen between Dustin and Nate. Is there a chance that McGregor may face Nate now to sort of take a break from this whole Khabib thing?
Might face who? Nate's fighting in New York, so
if he does win that fight, do you think that's a fight?
I don't know. Again, things I'm not thinking about. We good?
Did you talk to Bennett at all?
I talked to Bennett, yeah. I talked to Bennett about, he said he was withholding both purses. He was gonna not give these guys their money. Then they went in, they pulled a bunch of footage from us, they did some, and they called him back and said, we gave McGregor, they did an interview with McGregor, and then they gave him his purse, and they're withholding Khabib's. That's it. That's all we talked about. Go ahead, buddy. I almost said, go ahead, Stipe. Give Stipe Miocic a mic here.
Thank you.
What's up, buddy?
Reporter from News Agency TASS, Igor Lazorin. I ask again, we heard that three guys from Khabib team arrested. They're free now, and I heard that Zubair Tukhugov was in arrest, and will he fight against Lobov?
So what I heard is that three of his guys were arrested. I don't know who they were, but then they went to Conor McGregor to press charges, and McGregor said he would not press charges, so they were released. And yes, if they are guys who are under contract with the UFC, they will not fight.
Hey, Dana. On Thursday, I asked, this is Dallas Hall from MMA Fight Radio. On Thursday, I asked you if this was one of the biggest moments of your professional career.
Yeah, I remember.
After what happened afterwards, does that change your opinion on whether or not this was one of your biggest moments?
It's still one of the biggest moments of my career. Just, I should feel a lot better right now than I do. You know what I mean? I should be celebrating. We should all be celebrating. We should all be having fun and, you know, celebrating how when you put on the right event with the right guys at the right time, how it all comes together and it works for everybody. This is very successful, I'm sure, for all of you, because I don't care what you put up this week. The thing was cranking on views, no matter what you put up. It was a very good week for everybody. It just, it really sucks to end it like this. Instead of celebrating, we're all sitting around saying, wow, that was pretty shitty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Dana, just right here. I mean, you said the commission is withholding Khabib's money. What about the money he would make from you guys through the pay-per-view or anything like that? Will there be any impact to him on that front?
What do you mean?
Like
withhold our money?
Yeah. Or can you not?
Why would they withhold our money?
No, I mean like the money you would pay to Khabib for his pay-per-view cut.
Khabib's? Yeah.
So like a fine.
Well, Khabib won't get it. First of all, it takes so long for the pay-per-view numbers to come in, it's he won't get a check for a while. Listen, the Nevada State Athletic Commission is going to take the lead on this thing. They're the regulators. They're the ones that oversee us. We'll see what happens. Obviously, if they give them a really light punishment, which I highly doubt is going to happen, then we'll go from there.
Hey, Dana?
Yeah.
How much is the purse that was withheld? And number two, I know you mentioned that these fighters are just going to talk leading up, but will you reevaluate the way some of the ethnic and religious comments that kind of filter through at these events that could possibly have fueled the brawl? I mean, are you going to reevaluate the way these pre-fight discussions just unfold?
Will I reevaluate what? It sounds like an airplane hangar in here, man. Will I reevaluate what?
Are you going to reevaluate the discussions between the fighters? Because some of these guys can handle it. I mean, Conor's a showman. He's doing his thing. Habib doesn't seem as though he was experienced, and he kind of took the ethnic, religious, offensive comments to heart that could have fueled the brawl today. I'm just wondering, are you going to take another look at just how these quote-unquote mean words affect the fighters as yeah. they lead up to the events?
First of all, it had nothing to do with Conor. You didn't see him run and try to attack Conor after the fight. It was a corner man, a guy who had nothing to do with the fight. He wasn't involved in the fight. He's a corner man. He was the guy that was that Khabib went after. He was yelling stuff through the cage at Khabib, you know? But that's the fight business. That's sports. There's trash talking in every sport. You know, they do it in the NBA, they do it in the NFL, they do it in baseball. It's part of the game. It's just, you know, that's never going to change here. You're never going to tell somebody what they can or can't say. That's never going to change.
Dana, right here?
We've had situations, just to answer your question a little bit more, we've had situations where we've had fighters say stuff to the fans. That's a whole nother ball game. You know what I mean? When you start doing that stuff with the fans. But fighters, it's competition. It's always going to happen. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm right here.
Hi.
So I'm just basically trying to wrap this whole thing up. Is there anything the UFC can do to ensure that situations like this in the future don't happen?
Yeah, we did tonight. How'd that work out?
So there's basically nothing more.
Did you see how many police were here? I don't even know if the city was safe tonight. There were so many police here tonight. I think every cop in town was here. We had an unbelievable amount of security here, you know? And we had, I told you guys, we had meetings all week, and we had two meetings tonight. The second meeting was during the Reyes-OSP fight, telling these guys what's going to happen and how this is going to play out. We believe me, we went above and beyond anything we've ever done in the history of the company tonight to make sure that this didn't happen. And it happened. What are you going to do when a guy flies like a monkey over the friggin' cage? And, you know, you can prepare. You can have all these people. You can do all this stuff. What are you going to do? They did a great job of containing that and stopping it. Like I said earlier, I've been in those before with the Tyson Holyfield fight, man. Once it starts, it's very, very hard to stop. And it usually spills out into the crowd. And actually, even the fans on the way out, They were actually better than I thought they were going to be to Khabib, because they didn't get him till he went through the tunnel. You're easy pickings in the tunnel, man. But people could have been firing stuff the entire time. And I don't think that happened. I didn't see it unless you guys did. They just got him when he was going in the tunnel. So the team that we assembled tonight did a fantastic job of stopping this thing and containing it and keeping it from getting worse.
Just one more for me. I see the question that everybody is talking about right now, or a lot of fans are talking about right now, is that, is there any chance that the UFC will strip Khabib of his title?
Pretty sure I answered these questions already. All of the questions you just asked me, I've answered. You know, we'll see. The Nevada State Athletic Commission is going to hand down some type of, you know, fine, suspension, or whatever's going to happen. That's up to them. We'll see. And then, I don't know. Listen, if he gets suspended, depends on how long his suspension is, and yeah, he's probably going to get stripped if it's a long suspension.
Dana, the three biggest topics on Twitter, I believe, right now are UFC 229, Khabib, and McGregor. Over a million people tweeting Khabib right now. It's a sour incident for MMA. I think we'll admit that. But is the fact that so many people are engaged and so many people are talking about the UFC, is there a way to take that and make that engagement a positive?
Like I said earlier, I think that... I think that obviously people from the outside looking in can look at it like it's just, this is super personal to me. You know, this is I've worked so hard for so long, and we're at this point where we're on ESPN. It's come January 1st, this massive event. People don't look at the sport the way they do. The type of people that turned out tonight, and tonight's this is one of those spillover events where soccer moms are buying the pay-per-view and watching it at big parties and stuff. And this is how the night ends. It's just really disgusting and disappointing for me. Are we going to fold up everything at the tents and, you know, go away? No. I mean, we're going to keep putting on fights and, yeah, it's just a bad night for me, man. And I'm sure for many of the people in this room who've covered the sport for a long time, we know this isn't who we are and, you know, no matter how many mean things are said to people, they fight and we move on. And I don't know. Tonight's just not a great night for me. I'm not in a great mood. Like I said, I should be in here telling you guys how many pay. I don't give a shit how many pay-per-view buys we did. I could care less right now. Doesn't even. I literally, it's all I've been talking about and thinking about all week. And right now, I honestly, from the bottom of my heart, on my daughter's life, don't give a shit. I don't care.
Dana, here in front of you to your right. Can you talk a little bit about the lost opportunity that Khabib had tonight? If he had a career-defining victory against the biggest name in the sport.
You're absolutely right, sir. Great question, and I agree with you. So what Khabib should have done was pick Conor up, you know, pull him up from the ground, hug him and say, you know, good fight, whatever. Get his belt, whatever. Even if you're the biggest Conor fan ever, you at least have to respect it. You know what I mean? And I think that what Khabib did to himself tonight is he was set up. All the mean things that were said about him, all the stuff that happened before, he won the fight. And he looked great doing it. He had the opportunity to walk out of that place, you know, a champion and look like a stud instead of flying over the cage and starting this whole thing that he did. Should have been a very different night for him, too. I agree with you.
Dana, what was going through your minds when you saw him go flying over the cage?
I was like, no way. This is not happening, man. This is not happening. But then once we got in there, and it's like this gentleman I just talked about, that's the way the show should have ended, this way. And for the show to end the way that it did, like me and this gentleman over here just talked about, you know, how bad does it hurt us? What does it do? I don't know if it hurts us at all. You know, some people love that shit. But for me, it's just a bad night.
Yeah, and the Nevada Commission and Bob Bennett are notoriously strict for this kind of thing. I mean, Chavez Jr. was suspended 9 months a few years ago for smoking marijuana, which is now legal in Nevada. Would you be surprised if he's suspended for any less than a year?
So when the governor's in the room and he has to go running out of this place because he's, you know, wondering what's going to happen to him, it's not good. The governor oversees the athletic commission, and I'm sure this is going to be ugly.
I know it's still fresh, but where would you say this ranks as terms of crazy moments in your career?
Number one, two, and three. Yeah, go ahead. I'll try to hear you. Oh, there you go.
Is it possible that you will make a rematch because that will be very funny, I think.
Did you say, am I going to make the rematch?
Yep.
We've got to see what happens here with the Nevada State Athletic Commission, and we'll figure that out. We'll see what happens. I'm not even thinking about that kind of stuff right now. Go ahead, man. pass it down to your yeah, right.
Thank you. So say that Khabib's visa is in jeopardy, yet the Nevada State Athletic Commission doesn't suspend him for that long of a time. Are you willing to work with him and just keep his fights overseas to defend the title?
No. What are you saying? So, if the Nevada State Athletic Commission does something to him, I just take him overseas and do it?
No, not if Nevada is okay with him fighting, but he has trouble. His visa is in jeopardy.
Oh, getting in the guy. I don't know.
Okay. And also to end on a better note, what was said to Derek Lewis about taking his shorts off in the cage?
He took his shorts off?
Oh, he didn't see.
I didn't even notice that. What was he wearing under his shorts?
Some regular black underwear.
He was in his underwear?
He said his balls were hot.
Yeah. I wish that was the craziest thing that happened tonight. That's what I wish. Yeah. He's interesting, isn't he? That guy's interesting. Huh. I didn't even know that. We good? Oh, go ahead, buddy.
Tough night for you, Dana. Well done for keeping a lid on it yourself. Earlier in the week, I asked Khabib if it was more than just a fight, this contest with Conor. Is there any... Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is there any way that you will go away from this and think, you know, I'm going to go and perhaps be an arbiter and get the two camps together and just calm this down afterwards in case there are further repercussions?
Yeah, the last thing I'm going to do is put these two camps together again. I'm trying to keep these guys as far away from each other as possible. This is just... This is so much deeper than that, like I said earlier. These are groups of people that do not like each other. And I don't think that that's going to change. I don't think these guys are going to end up, you know, hugging it out and becoming friends. So, no.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. So when things come together on big fights like this, I know how hard all you guys work on this, too. I appreciate it. Thanks for everything this week, you guys. And be safe going home. Have a good night.
Khabib, congratulations on your victory tonight, but as I'm sure you're aware, the story is really about what happened after the fight, unfortunately. Can you tell us in your words what caused you to jump over the cage and to go after Conor's team?
What's up, guys? How are you? First of all, I want to say sorry to Athletic Commission, Nevada, sorry to Vegas. I know this is not my best side. You know, I'm human being, and I don't understand how people can talk about I jump on the cage. You know, what about he talk about my religion? He talk about my country. He talk about my father. He come to Brooklyn and he broke bus. He almost killed a couple people. What about this? What about this shit? Why people talk about I jump over the cage? Why people still talk about this? Like, I don't understand. I am respect. My father teach me, hey, you have to be always respectful. My old team, where I'm training California 7 years, everybody know who I am. All my friends, like everybody who know me, they know who I am, you know? And I told you guys, these guys, not only him, his old team and him, they tap machines. You know, I told you guys, when you put him wrong way, he gonna tap. You know, what happened today? Like, they call him two-time world champion, like two weight classes. But today he tap. And that's why, alhamdulillah, belt is here, undisputed, undefeated UFC lightweight champion. And, you know, and I want to say something like, you know, like, people a little bit, it's not people, I think it's media. Media a little bit change MMA. This is respect sport, you know. This is not trash-talking sport. This is respect. So like I told you before, guys, I want to change this game. I don't want people talk shit about, like, opponents, talk shit about his father, like religion. You cannot talk about religion. You cannot talk about nation. You know, guys, you cannot talk about this stuff. And, you know, this is, for me, is very important. And thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Thank you for waiting for me here. I know my father gonna smash when I go home because... I know he's gonna smash me. And Nevada, sorry. Vegas, sorry. And alhamdulillah, undisputed, undefeated UFC lightweight champion. Thank you so much. And I'm very proud about, like, all media talk about, he take picture with Putin, something like this. He just called me and he said he very proud of me. I win. And he said congratulations. And you know, I told you guys, everything I'm gonna change 6th October, and I do this. Alhamdulillah, thank you so much.
Habib, can you talk about the fight before the brawl?